You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Just yesterday, I got back from a wonderful three-day trip to New Orleans. As I told you last week, I was going to eat my way through the city. And I certainly tried to do that. I had an all-day meeting there with the prison ministers of that archdiocese on Friday. But in and around it, Thursday, Friday, and till I left yesterday morning, I certainly tried to get a lot of the good seafood and other delicacies that only New Orleans has to offer. It was a wonderful trip. There was only one downside of the whole thing, and as you probably noticed, I hobbled in here this morning using my cane. I've been avoiding that like the plague as long as I could, but it's come to that. And yesterday morning when I got to the airport, the old knees were hollering out for attention, and I swallowed my pride, and I took a wheelchair from the curb to the departure gate. Well, there are certain upsides to that. You don't have to walk, and somebody's pushing you. When you get to the security checkpoint, you get preferential treatment. You don't have to take off your shoes and belt and all those silly procedures. And you go sailing right through with almost no security check whatsoever. And then when you get to the gate, this is where I started to feel a little goofy. They parked my wheelchair with about six other people in wheelchairs in a special line over by the gate for pre-boarding. And I said to the lady next to me, I said, "Is this flight going to Lourdes?" I mean, I was starting to get scared at that point. But then I had to sit there for the better part of an hour till they started the boarding process and gave me a little chance to meditate and think about the situation in which I found myself. And I started to realize that being handicapped has a certain emotional impact on a person. I was quite happy for all the perks and preferential treatment, but I started to notice that people over with the normal people started to stare at us over in our line. And it makes you feel terribly funny because you don't know, just like people do when people park in handicapped parking places, people look at you like, right. I was taking their preferred place. But so anyway, it was a kind of a meditation on the pluses and the minuses of being handicapped. And I've told my doctor I'm in a state of denial about as long as I can go. And pretty soon something's going to need to be done about it. But it got me to thinking when I was preparing for this morning how we treat the handicapped, those who can't do or can't measure up to the ordinary standards, and the impact that has both on them and on the rest of us. That's exactly the situation we have in this gospel that we just heard. Bartimaeus, the blind man, sitting by the side of the road doing what blind people and other handicapped people did in those days, begging for a handout. He had no way of taking care of himself, and so he was where they put handicapped people back then and still today, over by the wall, over on the side, tolerated and taken care of to a point, but not allowed to mess up the ordinary flow of traffic. And so when this big crowd came by, he had to inquire, and if you read it in one of the other longer gospels, what's going on here? And they told him, well, it's Jesus of Nazareth. And he had heard about Jesus of Nazareth, who had healed all kinds of people with handicaps and various diseases. And so he started hollering out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And I hope you heard what the first reaction of the crowd. "Shut up. You're disturbing the peace." And you can always count on that in any kind of a crowd when somebody gets a little bit out of line. There are always the shushers. "Shush, you're messing up this thing. The parade will get all messed up. Be quiet." And he didn't pay 1 ounce of attention to them, but he kept hollering out all the louder, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And then Jesus said, "What's going on here? Call him over." And immediately all the shushers completely did a 180 and said, "Well, step right over here, Bartimaeus. Jesus wants to talk to you." Did you ever notice how people can just flip-flop one way or another, whatever way it goes? And then we had the wonderful situation where the man in great humility said very simply, when Jesus said, "What do you want?" He says, "I want to see." And Jesus cured him in an instant. And instead of going back to the side of the road, and I think it's important for the story, Bartimaeus got in line with the rest of the parade and he followed Jesus. And if you read the gospel to its conclusion, he followed him right on up the road to Jerusalem. And we know what happened to Jesus once he got there. So it's just a great story of how Jesus reached out to those on the edges, brought them into the parade and into his church and communion with full rights and citizenship, right on up there with those who were pulling their weight. And so, and then in that first, whichever reading it was, the one from the letter to the Hebrews, talking about Jesus, the high priest, there's a good line in there to meditate on as well, where Jesus, our high priest, we're told, is able to have compassion and pity for those who are so afflicted because he himself was beset by weakness. And since this is Priesthood Sunday and you all are bending over backwards to make me and Father Carl feel good around here, we need to tell you right out front that that is the story of priesthood. There are certain great moments when everybody cheers and everything, but there's lots of pain and loneliness to it as well. And so we could tell you some stories about weakness and being needy and incapacitated. It comes with the territory. So we need to all have our eyes opened. Some people suffer from physical blindness, but all of us from time to time suffer from spiritual blindness, and we need to come to church and go to other places to have our eyes opened to the truth that God wants to reveal to us. And the obvious first application of this is we need to ask ourselves, how do we treat one another? Especially, how do we as individuals and as a society treat those who have physical handicaps? Do we just merely push them to the side, tolerate them and patronize them, going along with the laws that we have to observe? Or do we really welcome them into full membership in our society, in our church, our communities, even our families? And then it goes way past just handicap stuff. Anybody can go along with handicap parking places and special lines at the airport and things like that. There are more permanent ways that we put people to the edge of society. Housing and job discrimination that alienates and marginalizes people permanently through their whole life, sometimes based on their racial and ethnic identities. How unjust and how Christian, how completely unlike Jesus to keep people over at the side of the road and not welcome them into our communities. As Pope Francis said, and I followed this very carefully several weeks ago, when he spoke to Congress and when he visited a prison, we have to be able to rehabilitate and heal everybody, even those that society considers beyond redemption. People that I work with in prison that we have put on the shelf and warehoused in penitentiaries to the tune of 2.3 million people in our American society. We got all those people on the shelf and over at the side and just barely surviving. And I think it's important for us to rededicate ourselves in our ministry to reaching out and being truly Catholic, truly universal, truly welcoming. And then when we get right down to it, as we confess every time we assemble, God will treat us the way we treat others. In our honesty, we must admit that each of us needs healing, forgiveness, and mercy, sometimes physically, but certainly spiritually. And God has welcomed us, despite our handicaps, to be useful and contributing members of the church. So this is certainly a reason to celebrate, as the prophet Jeremiah said, and that was our first reading, way back in the Old Testament. God will step into human history, gather us from the ends of the earth, and bring us all into one great community, including the blind, the lame, and people that we consider on the side of the road. What a great reason to celebrate that our Savior calls all of us, without any distinction, to membership in his family. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.